right, let's do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road.
And for a little run I did. Chris Uzinski. Welcome to Running Flat Radio, our 100th episode. Tom, can you believe 100 episodes that we've done of this show? I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Where'd all the time go? It's unbelievable. So if you're unfamiliar with Running Flat Radio and our 100th episode, no fanfare, by the way. We're not going to play anything special. Don't worry about it. If you're not familiar with Running Flat Radio, where the show kind of all about endurance sports, mostly about running, some triathlon, some cycling, we produce some really, really fun running events in southern Ontario and Michigan. The show kind of takes you through all these amazing stories of the kind of people behind the scenes, people in the sport, technology in the sport, and it's all about kind of inspiring you at any age, because you could be any age to run. Running is one of the sports truly that you can be ageless at, and you can pick it up at any time within your life. You just got to start. You just got to say, hey, you know what? Today's the day I'm going to do it. I'm going to come down the driveway. I'm going to go to the tree down the road. I'm going to go to the stop sign. And it starts just by putting one step in front of the other. You know, it's going to be it's an amazing journey, and I welcome you to join us on that. Last week, we had our good friend Dave-O, who's the voice of Running Flat Events. He was on, and we also had Mary Grace Taylor from Prevention Magazine talking about going without deodorant for 2 weeks. Now, everyone kind of thought I was kind of kidding about that, but really what I really wanted to kind of highlight on that entire interview was, you know, to kind of check out the interview and also check out the article in Prevention Magazine at prevention.com. What's interesting about it is the kind of the concise and deliberate action of kind of lowering your chemical load. All of us are exposed to chemicals all day long, and they interact with each other. And the idea was just kind of reducing that chemical load upon yourself. And it's a really interesting conversation, and maybe it's an interesting experiment in your house. Give it a try. On this week's show, we got a great show planned. We got Dr. Wadia Tarhuni, who's the president and CEO of the Windsor Cardiac Center. It's going to be an exciting show. We're going to talk all about the heart. We're going to talk about cardiac care. He's been on before a number of times. He's a great guest. And we're going to talk about kind of technological announcements. We're going to talk about all kinds of things. But most of all, we want you to avoid sudden cardiac events. And so Dr. Tarhuni is going to join me just after the break. We've also gotten this hour song of the week, that really hip brand new song that just came out that you want to put on your iTunes mix or your MP3 player. And of course, our good friend Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine, the editor-in-chief, will be joining us. And he wants to kind of talk about just getting back to basics. I know he's running Scotiabank. I'm running Detroit Free Press Marathon this weekend. And it's just about kind of getting back to just the basics of training and running. So, and if you're interested in any of the 100 prior episodes of this show, you can always go to runningflat.com. There's a radio tab, so /radio. And you can also go to iTunes and download them as podcasts and just listen to them in your car or your run or workout or whatever you want to do. So let's talk about a couple of fun Running Flat events that are on tap for the next couple months. Believe it or not, we've got absolutely nothing open. It's hard to believe. We just went through last Saturday night. We did Zombie Chase, which is always amazing fun. Everyone gets dressed up, and they basically kind of run for their lives. But it's a really, really fun event. Honestly, it's the last Zombie Chase that we're producing. And I thank everyone for their support and help and participation in that event over the last 4 years of runs. It's a great family event. You know, we'd like to see it continue, but you know, we're working on so many other larger projects that we'll be able to kind of announce to you over the next couple weeks to couple months that Zombie Chase is just one of those events that we just can't concentrate our time on. And in the 2017 edition of Le Chocolat, is one of those events, and it's opening up very soon, so watch for it. There's a new start-finish line area. There's a new course layout. There's a ton of wine and swag and lots of chocolate, of course. There's firemen, because we work with Sparky's Toy Drive as the benefactor for that race. And this is Windsor's only half marathon and 10K and 5K run. So let's be really clear about that. And it's May 7th. It is the Mother's Day primer. So it's always before the weekend before Mother's Day. So we can kind of celebrate moms and kind of do a really big give back. But what's also really interesting is that it brings in 1,500 foreign tourists to this city. And here to this town, filling up the hotels and the restaurants. And of course, you know, our runners love to shop. And you know, we should all be really proud of that. So that's Le Chocolat. It's going to be opening up in the next couple weeks. We will be sending out emails and informing everyone of that. We also have our Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon. That's the half marathon on an island in the middle of Lake Erie. It's sold out. It sells out in very short order. We still have a waiting list for folks if they're interested in getting on that. And in 2017, we have many new races that we're producing. And like I said, we'll be making lots of announcements over the next number of months and press releases as well, kind of talking about what we're doing. So you are listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you ready, Windsor? The Monopoly Coast to Coast game at McDonald's is back. There's tons of awesome prizes available to be won. So start playing today. What will you win?
We love local at the LCBO. And now you can enjoy the tastes of home with great deals on delicious VQA wines. Until October 12th, you can get $3 off Lakeview Cellars Vidal Ice Wine. This iconic Ontario wine is a perfect pairing with apple pie or local fruit and cheese. Why not keep it local this fall with Ontario Wines at the LCBO? This is a limited time offer while supplies last.
Now the forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center for tonight. Partly cloudy, becoming clear overnight, low of 9. Sunny for tomorrow, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon. Gusty south winds to 50 kilometers per hour, the high tomorrow near 23. Cloudy with showers beginning tomorrow evening, risk of a thunderstorm with a low of 8. A mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, the high of 13. Sunny for Friday, the high reaching 15.
Ben and Maureen got free lunch. Melanie and Mark got free haircuts. Peggy got a stack of books. Who is the listener that will be surprised next?
It's going to be huge. So huge, the word huge will be jealous.
Okay.
The AM 800 payback is on.
Oh, wow, that is great.
We've got money to spend.
Thank you.
If you're a lucky listener, you better keep a lookout, because we may just pick up your tab. AM 800 is there when you need us, with local news first, weather, sports, traffic, and more. And you, our loyal listeners, have made and kept us number one. So now, it's payback time. And as a thank you for your continued support, we're letting the A-Team on the loose to surprise you with random acts of kindness. This isn't a contest, and there is no catch. Well, we may catch you off guard, but other than that, it's simply us thanking you. Keep your eyes peeled, stay ready, and let the AM 800 payback begin.
AM 800 weather is brought to you by the City Grill. Now taking holiday reservations. Book now at 519-915-5948. The City Grill. Come for dinner and stay for drinks. Thanks.
That huge tent can only mean one thing. The Provincial Chrysler, Alfa Romeo, and Fiat of Windsor's Spin and Win sale is almost here. This Thursday to Sunday, Provincial Chrysler is clearing out all remaining 2016 models with dramatic cash incentives, lease incentives, door crashers, royalty bonuses, plus Spin and Win up to $2,500 on any in-stock new or pre-owned vehicle purchase. Spin and Win with Provincial Chrysler, Alfa Romeo, and Fiat of Windsor this Thursday to Sunday in the South Parking Lot at the Devonshire Mall. Learn more at provincialchrysler.com.
Want amazing customer service? You got it. Come see why TELUS is number one in customer service of any national mobile provider.
Head for the open.
helping you achieve your personal best.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. You know, Dr. Tarhouni is an exemplary cardiac leader here in Canada, as well as internationally. He's reflected a certification on the Canadian Certified Physicians Executive Program. He's also a fellow at the American Society of Echo and a fellow at the American Heart Association. He established Canada's first and highest ranking outpatient facility that's been accredited with exemplary standings by the AIC. And Dr. Tarhouni is considered an international expert in congestive heart failure and participated in the recent Heart and Stroke Foundation Congestive Heart Failure Report. Welcome back to Running Flat Radio, Dr. Wadia Tarhouni.
Oh, thanks, Chris. It has been a great pleasure to be with you.
You know, it's great having you back. And you've been traveling a lot recently.
Mm-hmm.
You just came back from Egypt.
Yes. The problem, Chris, as you know, cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death, not just in Canada, all over the world. And the if you look at the what happened in the cardiovascular disease in the developing countries like Canada and U.S., it's getting better. Like the mortality, less people die from heart disease. But if you look at other parts of the world, in developing countries, third world, you see there's more people dying from heart disease. And most of this death we can prevent by having simple intervention in your lifestyle.
You know, that's an interesting point. So, you know, according to the World Health Organization, back in 2012, they did the 10 top leading causes mm-hmm. of death mm-hmm. in the world. Now, number one was heart disease.
Yes.
At 7.4 million, followed mm-hmm. by stroke at 6.7, a close second. Mm-hmm. And then COPD and lower respiratory make up the additional 6 million deaths behind that. And you know, I was shocked, I got to tell you, looking at those numbers, because I thought, you know, the rest of the world, they must eat better than we do. And we just have that horrible, heart attack, heart condition. You know, we don't exercise enough. We eat poorly. And then I pulled the 2015 numbers for the CDC that they just released.
Yes.
And so the CDC said in the United States in 2015, 614,000 people died of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now, cancer, all of the cancers combined
yes.
were second at 591,000.
Yes.
And then chronic lower respiratory disease, and then accidents, kind of top of the top four and five with stroke at 133,000 people in the United States. Those are huge numbers.
Absolutely, and Canada is the same. Canada is still the leading cause of death, heart disease and stroke. And that's why I'm very get involved with the Heart Stroke Foundation of Canada. I've been with them now as the board director for almost 15 years. And our missions to eliminate heart disease and stroke, because it's something we can eliminate. We can actually make it just disappear from our life if we're able to eat well and take care of ourselves and checking the blood pressure. And that's what we're going to talk on the show, how we can protect ourselves, our family from heart disease.
Yeah, so when you look at these numbers, I got to tell you, because how often do people actually go online and look mm-hmm. look the information up? And a lot of times it just gets lost in the news. But we all have a friend, I think, who's suffering right now from some form of heart disease. I know my running partner I run with every day
yes.
has a heart condition as mm-hmm. well. I think there's just so many people in even my life
yes.
and even active people who run that have these issues. It's always surprising to me. Tell me a little
yes.
bit about your project in Egypt.
Actually, we have a very interesting project. It's an international project in partnership with the American Heart Association called the Go Red for Women. We know that women has been affected by heart disease more than men. We know that for each one woman died from breast cancer, there's five women will die from heart disease.
Globally.
So the heart disease is much more common. There's much, much more women died from heart disease than from breast cancer. At the same time, you see there's a lot of awareness, international awareness of breast cancer.
Yeah.
But there's literally none for women and heart disease.
Why is that?
Because there is a lot of false impressions from the patient, from the public, from the family physicians, from the specialist, that heart disease is a disease of the man. It's a muscular disease. Women usually not getting heart disease. In fact, the statistics say that if a woman develops heart attack, she has 3 times more chance of dying than a man. And we know that even in Canada, there's less women will diagnose with heart disease. There's less women have angiogram and bypass surgery and angioplasty than men. Because unfortunately, just when a woman develops chest pain, first of all, she's not going to see her doctors, think it's not from the heart because I'm a woman and they will protect it because of my hormones. And when she goes to the emergency room and see her doctors, most of the time they don't take it serious enough. Say, don't worry, it's your stomach. And Chris, it's a very important thing. If you look at the, if you ask somebody what's the most common first presentation of heart disease, how the people will present with heart problem first time in their life, most of them will tell you to come with the chest pain, with the fainting spells, with dizziness. This is not a true. Believe it or not, the most common first presenting symptoms of heart disease, sudden death. 50%. 50% of people, when they first present with heart problems, it's too late. They present with sudden death. And that's why we don't want to wait for the patient to come to us, to emergency room, to my office with the chest pain. Because only half of them will come. The other half, we're never going to see them. They will drop death.
Right.
And that's why now we're very aggressive in terms of educating the public how to do routine physical exams, how to check their blood pressure and diabetes, which is a silent killer. And don't wait till you start having symptoms, because you have 50% chance if you've been hit by heart disease, you'll never have any symptoms. You just drop dead.
So, so when we look at these numbers, and we look at this almost as an epidemic in healthcare,
it is.
And how come we don't have the ministerial support where they're saying, hey, this, every person every once a year should get a heart checkup, and push that out to every single person that's resident in Ontario or Michigan or wherever.
They do. Heart Stroke Foundation of Canada, for example, were very aggressive in terms of make general awareness and do a lot of public events. But it's difficult to change people's behaviors. It takes somebody like you, Chris, to talk about health. And every media should talk about health, how to get your heart being checked. It is a pandemic in all over the world. And that's what do in Egypt and other reports of the third world. I would like to. There in Egypt, for example, it's much worse because the education level is much less.
Right.
So it will take a lot of effort from the NGOs and people like you, Chris, to increase public awareness of this disease. And the sad things about, actually the good and the bad things about this, we can prevent heart disease 90% of the time. It's not something like a cancer we can't do anything about. We can prevent heart attacks.
But we have access to healthcare in this country.
That's right.
You know, we're not talking about a country that may not have access to expertise and to physicians. So what's holding us up? What's holding us up? How come we're not beating on your door every day and saying, hey, check us out?
I think it's education. I think it's public awareness. They think it's not me. I have to wait because I don't feel that I have high blood pressure. I don't need to see a doctor. Although the high blood pressure is a silent killer, you're not going to feel high blood pressure. You're not going to feel you have diabetes. You're going to, if you start feeling blood pressure or diabetes, you're feeling the complication of that. So very important to do routine annual physical, check your blood pressure, check your cholesterol. And we do that actually in the public as well. And once a year, twice a year, we go to the mall, we go out to the public. And more than happy in the future, we'll do something with you, Chris, to do awareness. We'll do general public. And that's what we do in Egypt. I just go to the mall. Actually, we just did 2,500 women. We went to the mall where they're shopping. Women like shopping. And we check the blood pressure. We check their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight. And we identify hundreds of people who have high blood pressure up to 190, 200. People have diabetes. And we're not aware of it.
They're not aware of it
They're not aware of it. And this is a through. People have diabetes for 5-10 years before start having complication. They have high blood pressure for 2, 3, 5, 10 years before they know. So it's very important for general public to make sure, know my numbers. That's what I actually do. Know my number, Together for Life. This is actually the initiative I start, Together for Life. Let's work together. And know my numbers. Every single person should know his number. What's my blood pressure?
Mm-hmm.
It should be less than 140 over 90s. And if you have diabetes, it should be less than 130 over 80s. So that's number one. What's my number for the blood sugars? Your blood sugar should be normal. Do the fasting blood sugars once a year. It has to be, it should be less than millimoles, going to be right. Less than 100 milligrams per liters. Your cholesterol should be not high. The bad cholesterol should be less than 3. Your weight, which is very important.
Sure it is, yeah.
Your body mass index should be less than 25. Smoking, the number should be 0.
That's right, absolutely.
No smoking. Diet, you should eat 5 servings of vegetable and fruit every day. And right. Each one is like one serve, like a grab of hands.
Yeah.
Alcohol should be minimizing alcohol. Coffee and things should be minimum, maybe 1 or 2 a day. Stress, which is very difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum stress. Those are the risk factors.
Right.
Lived with family history. Unfortunately, we can't do anything about family history.
Yeah, and that's actually one point I want to talk about. I want to talk about some more of those factors that are involved. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. We'll be right back right after the news.
Celebrate Community Support Month with VON Windsor Essex. VON programs and services help seniors, people recovering from illness, and those with disabilities live independently in their own homes. VON's Meals on Wheels delivers nutritious meals right to your door. VON also offers many support programs like the Adult Day Program, providing social, therapeutic, and recreational activities for adults with physical or cognitive challenges. Visit vonwindsoressex.ca to register for a program, donate, volunteer, or attend an event, and help VON keep wellness in check.
This is AM 800 CKLW, the information station.
Liking, posting, sharing, and commenting.
Get social with us.
I do like you very much.
Facebook.com/AM800.
There's a lot going on and a lot to talk about.
Well, you don't do the right thing because there's a penalty for doing the wrong thing.
AM 800 CKLW.
That, again, just doesn't fly with common sense.
The information station.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor, Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
The medical officer of health says 2 more mosquitoes known to transmit the Zika virus have been found in a trap in Windsor, Essex. That brings to 6 the number of Asian tiger mosquitoes trapped over a 4-week period. Dr. Gary Kirk says the mosquitoes have tested negative for the virus. Windsor will have a new fire chief next spring. Deputy Chief of Operations Stephen LaFerrette will take over for Chief Bruce Montone, who is not retiring but is being reassigned in April 2017. LaFerrette has been with the service for 26 years, the last 5 as Deputy Chief. Canada's ambassador to the U.S. says the result of the request for proposals process for the Gordie Howe International Bridge will be announced soon. David McNaughton spoke to a meeting of the Canada-U.S. Business Association in Detroit today. He says federal government is still doing its due diligence before releasing the results of the RFP. In sports, National League Division Series, the Dodgers trying to stave off elimination while the Nationals are looking to advance to the League Championship Series. Right now, Dodgers lead at 5-2 in the bottom of the 6th. Marco Estrada will get the start for the Blue Jays in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series Friday night in Cleveland. Weather-wise, partly cloudy for tonight, clearing overnight with a low of 9. Right now in Windsor, it's 15 Celsius, 59 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
You can't always be tuned into AM 800, but we can still keep you up to date on the latest news as it happens. For immediate, up-to-date breaking news straight to your email, visit am800cklw.com and register for AM 800's breaking news alerts.
When you are able to focus your mind and your body, anything is possible.
From 5K runs to half marathons
to the full 26.2 miles.
We talk about it all on Running Flat Radio, Tuesdays, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
And And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here, our guest in studio. Always excited to have Dr. Tarhunian from the Canadian Cardiac Center. He's just an amazing wealth of knowledge, and we've just kind of went through some of the factors, and of course, just some of the absolutely astronomical numbers of that. The largest killer in the world is heart disease. The largest killer in the United States is heart disease. More than all the cancers combined, folks. Kind of put that in perspective. And we've kind of went through some of the factors, right? You know, fitness, your body weight, mm-hmm. your the fuel you're putting in your body. Is it junk? Is it not junk? Is it healthy? And then of course, obviously being active. And then we kind of touched upon, you know, what mom and dad gave you, mm-hmm. what your genes are made out of. And now what can you do about that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, as I told you, there's about 9 modifiable risk factors, the one I mentioned before, something you can modify, and there's a few of them you cannot do anything about. One of them is family histories. In a sense, it's if you know that you have bad gene because your mom, your dad, your brother, your sisters.
Well, you know, you can pick your friends, not your family, right?
That's right. It has to be first relative. It has to be the first cycle, which is your mom, your dad, your brother, and sisters. So like a first cycle, first circle. First degree family member, if they have a bad disease, and they should have a heart disease, not when they're 90s, everybody will die, and usually people will die from heart disease. It has to be at younger age. We say that it's, before we say it's younger age, less than 55 or 60, but now because people live longer, we push it a little bit if you have family histories in their 60s and mid-60s. So if you have any family history of a heart problem in their 60s, this puts you a little bit higher risk than normal people having heart disease. So this will make you more aware about heart problems. Mm-hmm. You need to check the other risk factors, the one we can modify, like high blood pressure, and be very aggressive in lowering your cholesterol, be more active. So if you have bad gene, don't just sitting in your room and just wait till you die. No, you can actually, you can mitigating your risk. Mm-hmm. You can reducing the risk by controlling the other risk factors.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit now about athletes.
Yes.
And let's talk about running because this is what we do. And, you know, you and I have worked together for it's 4 or 5 years on different projects. The Cardiophone is really one of my favorites. And whenever I go, you know, anywhere in North America mm-hmm. and I meet other race directors and people in the running industry, I always talk about the Cardiophone because I think out of anything, it's a game changer of technology for us. And let me just kind of step back for a second. You know, as athletes, folks who run constantly, folks who work out and are very healthy, it's hard to screen for heart disease in people like that because, you know what, they're at rest is you know, like 50, 40, mm-hmm. you know, in a lot of elite athletes.
That's right.
Their body chemistry comes back amazing all the time because they're just this massive machine that's burning fuel always. And you know, it's hard for them to even fathom that they might have a heart disease issue.
Yes.
But it's true. Mm-hmm. They could.
Yes.
And it's one of the things that, you know, even famously a couple years ago, my good friend Dave McGillivray, the race director for the Boston Marathon, and the issues that he had with his heart. And here's a guy who runs his age in miles every year. He's run across the United States, I think, like 12 times as well. Like, he is extremely fit. And he equates it to basically if you put in really bad gasoline in your Ferrari, it's still going to be bad gasoline in your Ferrari gumming up your engine, no matter how fast you're running that Ferrari.
Absolutely.
And that's probably the easiest way of looking upon what the heart is actually going through with that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's where we're having actually the new technology. And actually, it's a branded here in Windsor. And now it became like internationally recognized technology where we can monitor the person's heart rate, ECG, electric activity of the heart, real time while he's running. Because as you mentioned, Chris, maybe you look perfectly well when you're at rest. But when you try to exercise, specifically when you're running the marathon or do running, we can see a lot of things changing in your heart. And been having a real time cell phone wireless technology where we're able to monitor your heart real time during the activity and exercise.
Right.
This actually will help make a diagnosis of potential heart disease.
Right. So the Cardiophone, for folks who are listening, is the size of a cell phone, maybe a little bit smaller. It has two leads that get attached to your chest. And basically, it's live telemetry that gets sent to your staff of cardiologists.
That's
back
right.
At the Windsor Cardiac Center, who monitor all of these cardiophones out there. So even if you're a patient, but let's talk about sports for a minute. Because, mm-hmm. Athletes, folks who are active, they want, every time we talk about marathon, we always say, hey, go get your heart checked. Go talk to your doctor. Go see your cardiologist mm-hmm. before you start training. Get all those stuff. Get it all approved. Check all the boxes and then start training. But you know what? When you are fit, with all due respect, the hospital stress test really sucks. They can't get enough. First off, it doesn't go fast enough to break a sweat. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult for someone who's very fit to get anything out of that stress test. But the cardiophone will do a full workup live mm-hmm. during a real race situation.
Absolutely.
So real world time in a real world situation, and it could be for 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever your time is that mm-hmm. you're running, and give you the full picture, not the 7.5 minutes, in the hospital treadmill.
Absolutely. Let's give you a little bit of peace of mind that somebody watching your heart. So if you're having a problem, you think you have maybe a problem with the heart, you can actually run, and somebody watching your heart real time. If you're concerned about your heart. So they have a lot of advantage. Go back to the stress test, Chris, actually, for the athlete. We stopped doing a treadmill stress test because we find you're absolutely right. It's not sensitive enough to pick up heart disease. What we'll do, actually, we do stress echoes where we combine treadmill with taking pictures of the heart. So we're able to see exactly the heart, how the heart doing during the exercise, what's called the stress echoes, combination of ultrasound of the heart with a treadmill. And we find it's much more sensitive. And I just came back from Egypt. I told you we screened about 30 of the elite athlete, and we did the echo and stress echo and identify one of them actually have the hypertrophic cardiomyopathies, and we disqualified him. So definitely the treadmill itself, but we're not going to make a diagnosis of heart disease. It has to be much more advanced. And we do have in Windsor here state-of-the-art technology to diagnose the heart blockages using the cardiophone with the stress echoes.
And the technology is incredible. So where does the technology go from here?
Endless. It's getting better every time. And now, right. As I told you, Chris, we're working to get the GPS attached to the cardiophone. So we're able now to know exactly where is the patient or the athlete when they're having heart problems. We're able to pinpoint the person, locations. And also down the road, we're able to communicate with him. So we're going to have two-way communications.
Yeah.
Where if you identify something abnormal, we can actually talk to the patient or talk to the athlete and tell him that something will get real-time feedback.
And also be able to get emergency services there as fast as
absolutely,
possible as well.
Yes.
And putting aside the cardiophone, is there any other big technological advances now coming to your clinic or to the industry?
We have few projects we have right now. We work in a company actually in Texas. In fact, we have a meeting with them tomorrow. They're coming. They flew from Texas to Windsor Cardiac. It's a new ECG machine, but they have a power to diagnose blockages 100 times better than the normal ECGs. It's called the Myofista.
Okay.
It's like a Spanish name.
Right.
And this technology right now, we just get approval from the University of Windsor doing research, get ethical approval approved. We're going to test this new technology. It's like ECG on steroid. It's ECG machine, but having 100 times more sensitive than normal ECG to pick up any blockages. So probably you're going to hear a lot about this new technology, the Myofista ECGs, with the next few months.
And is the idea, so you're not doing... more invasive procedures?
No, absolutely. I mean, it's non-invasive. It's simple test. It's like ECG, but it's much more sensitive than normal ECG to pick up any small blockages.
Right. So instead of going in and doing it like an angioplasty or...
That's right. What we do, actually, interestingly, thanks for asking that, we're going to do a study where a patient comes to emergency room with the chest pain, and we do that simple test, the ECG. Then we're comparing them with people going for angiogram. And we try to comparing the non-invasive test versus the invasive test.
Right, and seeing what the difference is.
That's right.
It's incredible. And you know what? I got to make my appointment and get myself checked up after my half marathon, which is coming up this Saturday.
Sure.
Good for you. You know, it's always such a pleasure having you in studio. And I'm always just absolutely amazed every time we get together and we talk about these numbers that they're just, we're not lighting fires. Mm-hmm. Under people saying, you know, go get your heart checked out. Mm-hmm.
Especially, Chris, as you know, we have more people running now.
Yeah.
And the average people running now, they're not young. They're over 40s. And that's
hey,
where you have
I'm
heart.
Over 40.
I know. But the marathon runner is one sport actually we're having a problem with the coronary disease because people actually over 40 run. But with the suckers, with the other thing, you have people young age. But with the runners, you know, people actually they.
I know, and we've talked about this. That yeah. You know what, our sport, and as a race director, we kind of get painted with this brush because in marathon season, on the front page will be yeah. someone dies of yes. a cardiac incident,
that's right?
Right?
Yeah.
But the reality is, more people die in the mall every year than die in running.
Absolutely,
you know, it in sports. So the reality is, it's kind of like we're doing a healthy sport, but yeah. by law of numbers and averages, we're going to have mortalities. Mm-hmm. Just because when 45,000 people show up to a race, you know, imagine 45,000 people showing up to a mall. What's going to happen? Right?
Absolutely. I just make a point that if you need to involve yourself into very aggressive exercise,
right.
you need to be check your heart. As simple as that. You don't, absolutely. I think definitely the exercise, we're saving much, much more life by exercising, by walking than.
Absolutely.
No question about it. Just be a little bit careful if you need to involve yourself into competitive sport like running and you're over 40s. Just need your heart to be checked. As simple as that.
Yeah. Go to your family physician.
Yeah.
Go see a cardiologist. Get the workup.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
It's as
mm-hmm.
simple as that. Thank That's you right. for joining us.
Thanks, Chris.
It's always great having
it's
you.
It's my pleasure.
Dr. Wadia Tarhouni is from the Windsor Cardiac Center and joins us talking about heart health here on Running Flat Radio. It's now time for Song of the Week. And Song of the Week is Pantagram with Your Mind on Running Flat Radio.
AM800 weather is brought to you by Forest Glade Fireplaces. Stay warm with your number one Napoleon dealer. See their new bigger store at the same location in Windsor. ForestGladeFireplaces.com.
Now the forecast from the AM800 Weather Center for tonight, partly cloudy, becoming clear overnight, low of 9. Sunny for tomorrow, becoming a mix of sun and cloud near noon, gusty south winds to 50 kilometers per hour, the high tomorrow near 23. Cloudy with showers beginning tomorrow evening, risk of a thunderstorm with a low of 8, a mix of sun and cloud for Thursday, the high of 13. Sunny for Friday, the high reaching 15.
You feel the calling to protect and serve your community, so gear up and get ready to help with a Police Foundation's diploma from TRIOS. TRIOS College will train you in current police and security procedures and have you ready to work in law enforcement and private security. Program highlights include optional firearms safety training, CPR first aid training, and job placement assistance. Visit TRIOS.com now for more details. TRIOS. Discover. Improve. Achieve.
The conversation starts here.
I look at it like a seatbelt.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing. Doesn't mean any other idiot on the road does.
The Lynn Martin Show.
She's that adamant that she wants to get to know her birth family. She's going to do it.
On Wednesday's show, you might have had to deal with this or likely will when it comes to aging parents. We'll find out how you handle it. Also, I love dogs, sometimes not their owners. I'll tell you why next time.
The Lynn Martin Show, weekdays 9 till noon on AM 800. The place to talk in Windsor, Essex.
Hey, honey,
what's hovering over your head?
I think it's a floating pin with a picture of cash inside.
It looks like it's attracted to your Big Mac. Here, pass it over.
Whoa, the pin moved over to your head.
Think of all the cool stuff I could buy.
Hey, give me my Big Mac.
No way.
What will you win playing the Monopoly Coast to Coast game at McDonald's? With 1 in 5 chances, you can win a brand new car, cash, and more. Prizes decrease and odds may change as prizes are claimed. See all game details and official rules at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada or at mcdonalds.ca/Monopoly. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro. No purchase required. Correct answer required to a skill testing question.
Mommy, why is that snowman running away?
Oh, that's just Daddy. Scaring winter again.
Where are my skates going? Come back!
Harold.
Put the fear of Chevrolet Certified Service into winter with new 15-inch Goodyear Ultra Grip tires installed from only $99.95 each plus tax with a 30-day price match guarantee.
My toque!
This year, take back the road from winter. Some conditions apply. See mycertifiedservice.ca for details.
Used to be a rifle, yeah, I had my distance. Whistling like a bullet in the sky.
Welcome back to Running Flat Radio, Pantagram with Your Mind, our song of the week here on Running Flat Radio. It's now time for Ben Kaplan and Iron Magazine.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by Iron.
Welcome, editor-in-chief of Iron Magazine, Ben Kaplan, to the show. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Very good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good, thanks. You're running this weekend?
Yep, feeling good. I'm really looking forward to it, tell you the truth. Yeah, it's been a while since I got out there and got to do a marathon, and I am in the mood.
Are you?
Yeah, you know, I feel like I've been busy and constricted, and I've been, you know, I've been working a lot, you know, in my private life, in my professional life, and I just want to go run.
Good for you. You know, I've got a half marathon in front of me on Sunday, and I guess the good news is we're talking, you know, 10 degrees, 12 degrees, 50, 55 degrees start, you know, with almost 70, you know, by noon or so, which is, you know, relatively kind of warmer side weather, but man, I'll take it. I can't start in the snow.
Yeah, no, and, I feel it. I hear that too.
You know, many times Detroit has started with a snow flurry, and it's like,
Yeah. No, but you know what I mean. Just the freedom of being out there, and I'm looking forward to the ache, and then I'm looking forward to completing it. And I, you know, I always use my marathon or my races or whatever as good demarcations of time. So it's like, you know, you do your training and then you sort of taper and then you do the thing and then you have your meal afterwards and then maybe you take a day or two to recover mentally and physically. And then it's like, okay, what now? And, you know, turn the page, new chapter.
Le Chocolat. You got to register for Le Chocolat. That's what you got to do.
That is what I got to do. That's what everybody's got to do.
And that's the cycle. You know, you kind of work and you build and you actually complete and then you go, okay. Let's book the next one and go on to it. Because, you know, actually, I'm doing the Princess Half Marathon in Disney.
Yeah.
In February.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
That's good. Keep your motor running.
I'm getting my tutu on, and I'm going to hammer that one.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing. Is it on right now, or are you going to put it on just for the event?
Just for the event.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Just for the event.
Yeah, man, that's great. So it's a good, right now, it's an exciting time. I'm feeling good. I see a lot of runners out there. There's a lot of chatter on social media and folks are folks are in the spirit of the thing, so there's a lot of good vibes.
So I gotta ask you, how's your heart?
My heart is healthy. It's a good question. It's an important question. I like the other segment. You know, everybody needs to talk about this thing, the conditions, and people worry about marathon running and everything. But, you know, I always like to point out that when something happens, that always makes the news. But when nothing does, that never makes the news. So it's very blown out of proportion. And, like, they find in big cities on marathon race day that fatalities decrease, not increase, because it's much safer having people out there running than it is to have them driving their cars.
That's an excellent point. And, you know, Dr. Tarhuni has been on with us a number of times, and I've worked with him on the CardioFoam project and a couple other projects. And I'm so excited to kind of get them back in the fold for Le Chocolat, because we're going to be able to hand out CardioFoams to runners during Le Chocolat, so they can hook up. We'll get live feeds off of their hearts, and we'll be able to give them a disc that they can bring back to their cardiologist with a full race on there, and they can look for anomalies, and they can look at all the data that they want to see. So, you know, it's such exciting technology that's available to us, and we can do something.
Yeah, you hallelujah. Know? That is technology working for us, and that's great, and they're doing great work. You know, obviously I've been following what he's been doing, and that technology is great, and hopefully we'll see more races use that as well.
And I think one of the things that always shocks me is just, because he comes on, right, and you got to do a little bit of homework. So you pull the numbers of how many people are dying every year of heart disease, and you're just floored. You're just absolutely floored that more people die of heart disease than of all the cancers combined.
Yeah.
And
I was just going to say that's why race training and long distance race training and running in general is such a great deterrent to that, because, you know, before you go and embark on this journey, you got to take a trip to the doctor. I mean, what happens most of the time with these fatalities is people have no idea that they were in they had a problem. You know, so
always undiagnosed heart conditions.
Right.
100% of the time, when you read the paper the next day and someone dropped dead at, you know, 600 meters before the finish line, which is usually where they go, it's because of undiagnosed heart conditions. They're excited. They've had their heart's been going at a maximum heart rate for the entire race. They hear the announcer. They hear the music at the finish line. They step it up to run in, and boom, that's when it happens.
Yeah, so I mean, you have to get yourself checked out before you embark on this. I mean, that's just like before you go do anything. I mean, before you go downhill skiing, you gotta get some lessons. I actually left my mouth before I had. That's not a good analogy, but I mean, and, you know, to do something dangerous, you want to go hunting, you got to know how to use your rifle. I mean, you can't just walk into this stuff blindly.
Yeah, and it is, again, it's marathon season, right? I mean, Chicago was last weekend. Detroit is this weekend, so is Toronto Waterfront.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, it's going to be a great weekend.
Yes, sir, yeah, and the weather's looking good, and people are happy and excited, and so let's get out there and do our thing.
You bet. And then next week we'll talk about getting motivated.
All right.
Getting out of our runner funk.
Yeah, here we go. And the holidays are coming, too, and we all have a Thanksgiving in our guts, so it's time to work it out.
Thanks for joining me, Ben.
Appreciate it, my brother.
Great talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Ben Kaplan is the editor-in-chief of iRun Magazine, a publication that is available right across Canada in fine bookstores and magazine racks. You are listening to Running Flat Radio. You know what? Special thanks tonight to our guests and, you know, our good friend Dr. Wadia Tarhuni from the Windsor Cardiac Center. And you know what? Just keep checking out. There are different sites on Facebook, and we'll put more information out there also about what we're going to be doing with the CardioFoam. We want to make sure that as many people who are uncomfortable or think that they might have a heart condition because their mom and dad or whatever, and they're running and they're really uneasy about it, contact me, and we'll work on this with you. I promise you, it's such an amazing technology, and it'll give you some peace of mind when you're out there. So thanks to Dr. Wadia from the Cardiac Center and Ben Kaplan from Iron Magazine for information about Pelee Island Winery Half Marathon in 2017, which is sold out, or any of the races, which includes Le Chocolat that's opening up soon. Go to runningflat.com, as well as any of our Facebook pages for our races. And also follow me on Twitter at runningflat. And thanks to all of you who are downloading the show in record numbers and allowing me to keep you company for your run, your walk, or your workout. We'll be back in 7 days. So until then, I'm Chris Yuzinski. Keep running.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Yuzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800. Running Flat Radio is a paid program. Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.